It seemed like a good idea to let that go. Can you get us through the gate? She laughed. Of course I can. I got my badge. Get us through anywhere. And then what? This was the tricky part. If she went for this, I might well be home free. Then we split up and search until we find him. She studied me. Again, I saw in her face the thing I had seen when she first got out of her car. The look of a predator weighing her prey, wondering when and where to strike, and how many claws to use. It was horrible. I actually found myself warming to the woman. Okay, she said at last, and tilted her head toward her car. Get in. I got in. She drove us back out onto the road and over to the gate. Even at this hour, there was some traffic. Most of it seemed to be people from Ohio looking for their cruise ship, but a few of them wound up at the gate, where the guards sent them back the way they came. Detective LaGuerta cut ahead of them all, bulling her big Chevy to the front of the line. Their Midwest driving skills were no match for a Miami Cuban woman with good medical insurance driving a car she didn't care about. There was a blare of horns and some muffled shouting, and we were at the guard booth. The guard leaned out, a thin, muscular black man. "Lady, you can't." She held up her badge. "Police, open the gate." She said it with such hard-edged authority that I almost jumped out of the car to open the gate myself. But the guard froze, took a breath through his mouth, and glanced nervously back into the booth. "What you want with... Open the fucking gate, rental," she told him, jiggling her badge, and he finally unfroze. "Let me see the badge," he said. LaGuerta held it up limply, making him take the extra step over to peer at it. He frowned at it and found nothing to object to. "Uh-huh," he said. "Can you tell me what you want in there?"
"I can tell you that if you don't open the gate in 2 seconds, I'm going to put you in the trunk of my car and take you downtown to a holding cell full of gay bikers, and then I'm going to forget where I put you."
The guard stood up.
"Just trying to help," he said, and called over his shoulder.
"Tavio, open the gate."
The gate went up and LaGuerta gunned her car through.
"Son of a bitch got something going he doesn't want me to know about," she said. There was amusement in her voice to go with the rising edge of excitement. "But I don't care about smuggling tonight." She looked at me.
"Where are we going?"
"I don't know," I said. "I guess we should start over where he left his truck." She nodded, accelerating down the path between stacks of storage boxes.
"If he's got a body to carry, he probably parked pretty close to wherever he was going."
As we got closer to the fence, she slowed down, nosing the car quietly to within 50 feet of the truck and then stopping.
"Let's take a look at the fence," she said,
slamming the transmission into park and sliding out of the car as it rocked to a stop. I followed. LaGuerta stepped in something she didn't like and lifted her foot to look at her shoe.
"God damn it," she said.
I moved past her, feeling my pulse hammering loud and fast, and went to the truck.